Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in. Happy Tuesday, and I hope your week is off to a great start. Well, I am excited about today's show. We've done this, we probably do this about once a month, once every 5 weeks. We have pastor, worship leader, singer-songwriter Mark Allen in studio with his guitar to lead us in worship, to talk about the things of God. And it's especially sweet to me today because his dear wife Jill is in studio as well, and she's got a special place in my heart. So we're going to play songs. You can even call in some requests, and we're going to just enjoy some time in the Lord's presence as we just get our hearts ready for this Lenten season. And just a reminder, this is week one of our Faith and Fitness Challenge. We're lining it up with 40 days of Lent. And if you've not signed up yet, it's free. And each week we implement a physical and a spiritual discipline. And these are easy things to do, but they're just as easy to neglect. And so instead of maybe giving up chocolate, which is, you know, a great thing to do, we're asking you to engage maybe on a deeper level. You sign up for free on our website, myfaithradio.com, and you'll get an email every Monday with a blog post that tells you the two disciplines and just an encouraging email. And then at the end of our 40 days, we'll draw a couple of names for some faith and fitness gift baskets and some resources off of our faith shelf. And if you post on the blog, we're going to draw two names every week. From Nancy Lee DeMoss. She's got a brand new beautiful book out about the names of Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. It's beautiful artwork. So every week we'll give a couple copies to some of you who post on the blog, which again, myfaithradio.com. So here's the question I want to just have you think about. What song really ushers you into the Lord's presence these days? What song is speaking to you? I think I have about 75 people who've chimed in on Facebook, and I'd love to know from you too. Is there a song that's been ministering to your heart? Because chances are pretty good that Pastor Mark will be able to play it for you. Let me tell you about him, and we'll get him on the show. Mark Allen is a singer, songwriter, and worship pastor for Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota. He and his wife, Jill, have two adorable children, Grayson and Annabelle, and you can learn more about him and his original music online at markallen.net. Pastor Mark, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We always love having you. It's our favorite thing.
Thanks. It's great to be here with you this afternoon, actually.
Yes, Axel. I know.
Day flies. Yeah.
And we have his beautiful wife, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Susie.
I promised her I wouldn't make her sing. She has a beautiful voice. So one of my bucket lists for this year is to get you back in with Mark, and you'll actually sing with him. Some other day, though, right?
You're so sweet.
So we always like to start out our conversation talking scripture. And Mark, you chose the passage, Psalm 61, verses 1 and 2. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Talk about that passage.
In this last year, Susie, it seems like I see themes in people's lives. And the number of people that I have come in contact with that are fighting physical health issues, battling cancer, depression, and there are so many things in our life that we claim as a rock that we find out are really not. And so this passage is actually just a reminder, I think, for me and for many of us that we have to cling to the rock that's higher than we are, that's higher than our health, that's higher than our finances, that's higher than the circumstantial things that come and go in our lives. And so God's word is the only thing that remains true and constant in those things that we encounter in life.
You know, that's so true. And we don't even realize at times when we shift our weight onto these other things, if they're going well, if they're serving us well, quote unquote, we don't realize that it's still a false sense of security until the bottom drops out. And, you know, paraphrase of one of the passages, I think it's in Hebrews, but it says right now, things are being shaken so that what cannot be shaken can be clearly seen.
It's
true. I agree with you. Everywhere I turn, people's lives are being shaken.
Yeah.
But we are starting to see what can't be shaken is being clearly seen. And you sure see it in people who've maybe spent their whole life shifting their weight onto the kingdom because the anchor holds, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. So do you have a song? You have Lead Me to a Rock. Is this a brand new one?
Yeah, this is a brand new song. And this is actually the passage that came out of this song came out of hearing a pastor talk just about what it meant to struggle with news of cancer in the family and a lot of uncertainty and the reality that scripture says that my God, he has and he will continue to deliver. And that deliverance doesn't always look like we paint the picture to be. But our God is faithful to come through and to lead us through as long as we continue to look past our circumstance, to put our eyes on Him. Mm. And so that's what this song's about.
I can't wait to hear it.
Let me not be overwhelmed by the sorrow when uncertainty is knocking on my door. I will fix my eyes on Jesus, this life's author, whose faithfulness has followed all the way. And teach my heart to trust the heart of heaven with the things that my mind can't understand. I will remember that my God always delivers, and I will rest in the safety of His hand. So lead me to a rock higher than I, an anchor for my soul in every trial. The presence that surrounds me, the love that never fades. Jesus, be my rock, my source of strength. Jesus, lead me toward the promise of tomorrow. And may your Spirit lead and guide me day by day. May I know within the trial you are still sovereign, and I will choose to follow you all of the way. So lead me to a rock higher than I, an anchor for my soul in every trial. The presence that surrounds me, the love that never fades. Jesus, be my rock, my source strength. And he will continue to deliver me. He will continue to deliver me. He will continue to deliver me. So lead me to Jesus, be my rock, my source of strength. Jesus, be my rock, my source of strength.
Wow, beautiful. Absolutely spectacular. Is that going on the new album?
We think so.
It must. If I have anything to say about it, you know, just thinking about that, you know, I don't remember which guest we had on recently was talking about idolatry. And I said, so what's the remedy? And he said, worship. Hmm. Because when you have an idol in your life, you're worshiping it.
Yep.
So when you get into the presence of God and worship Him and you magnify Him, you suddenly see what a poor substitute an idol is, you know.
Yeah.
But it seems worship is the answer for everything, because it's like when we're in those storms where the storm looks bigger than God. When we worship and we magnify the Lord together, we exalt His name together, He's put in His rightful place, isn't He?
Mm-hmm. So good.
Mm. So, so good. Well, when you think about the season that you've just come through, how would you describe it? Jill, I'm going to ask you this too, so I'm giving you a little time to think about it. But how would you describe, Mark, maybe the kind of season you've just come through, and do you have a sense of what God is leading you into in the days ahead?
Oh, wow. I would call this season a whirlwind. We have two little people that are a part of our lives that they're, I'm a solitude pull away guy, and we live in a very fast paced life right now, and margin is less. And I think the thing that God is teaching me in this season, and usually I'm learning it the hard way, and that is to really have to be intentional, to depend and to trust, and mm-hmm. to allow Him to be the one to refuel my tank. And so much of what we do, I think I've talked to you about this before, but we do so many things. I do so many things for God and in the name of the Lord, but he's less concerned about what I do and more about who I become.
Mm-hmm.
And the who we become is not in the spotlight. It's not on a platform. It's not in front of people. That's the quiet behind the scenes hard work stuff. It's like you're talking about with a faith and fitness challenge. It's those core disciplines that you build into your life when nobody's watching.
Exactly.
That will produce the fruit mm-hmm. when people are watching. And I know in my life and in our lives, that's the thing that we are striving towards, is that God would build those things in us in the quiet, in the secret, so that we never get to a point where our platform has exceeded our character and yeah. our ability to withstand what God has put us in front of us to do.
Boy, that is just powerful. And I don't remember if I told you this story, but I remember one time sitting in an airport getting ready to fly home after an event. And this man handed me this book, and his friend had self-published it, but he was a big CEO business owner, and then his business failed, and he was homeless for a while, and then he built the business back up. Not even a Christian book, but I felt like it had a lot of Christian themes in it, but he was talking about the power of our choices. And he says, over time, he says, our choices run parallel, or at least they seem to, like, you know, from the outside looking in. But in due time, your choices either promote you or expose you. And he said, does it matter if you brush your teeth? Not today, but eventually if you keep not brushing your teeth will fall out. Does it matter if you don't kiss your wife? Not today, but eventually if you keep not kissing your wife. So all the things mm-hmm. that are so important are easy to let go of. Yeah. And I think especially when you have an upfront ministry, you know, reclaiming and cultivating that inner life and the private life, I think, I mean, for all of us it is, yeah. but wow, that's really beautiful. Jill, how about you? How would you describe maybe the season you've just, you are married to him, so maybe you'd describe it the same way, but even personally in your walk with the Lord, what would you say you've come through with him recently?
I'm just learning a lot about being willing to step out on the water as Peter did, and even more than being willing, but actually looking for what is it that God is asking me to do. And as Mark said, with little kids, a lot of times you hear there's so much all the time, you know, mommy, I need this and I need that. And sometimes they're talking at the same time and very loudly and in unison. And I'm thinking about what Mark needs and what I need and getting to work and all those different things. And when I hear so many voices, sometimes it's hard to remember that I really need to seek that quiet voice. And being in touch with God and speaking with him regularly, but then really just that calming moment yeah. and saying, what is it that you've placed before me? And what can I challenge myself to walk out on the water? And then being willing to just jump. I find myself, it's very easy for me to be a person who's willing to jump. Both of my children are that way. They climb to very tall things and say, mommy, watch, as mm-hmm. they leap somewhere that I'm not ready for them to go. And usually they land pretty safely. But I find myself easy to jump and just needing in this season in my life, needing to make sure I'm constantly scoping around and seeing what is it, God, that you're asking me
That's
to jump
right.
into.
So. You know, and something I've learned in my slightly older age is the need doesn't always dictate the call, because mm-hmm. we each carry a portion of the Lord's burden. And so truly we can zap ourselves on a lot of good things, and we've got to make sure it's a God call.
Yep.
You know, so God can give everybody opportunity to rise up as they're supposed to. And so you have a song off the album, Strong to Save. By the way, I've said this before many times on the show, Strong to Save by Emmanuel Live, which Mark wrote every song, or at least co-authored each song. One of my favorite all-time worship albums. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to play some songs from that album and some of the new songs he's writing now that, Lord willing, they'll land on the next album. But this one, Praises Await You. Explain what that means to this person listening. What does it mean, Praises Await You, God?
Oh, wow. In Psalm, I want to say it's 66-ish,
somewhere around there.
Somewhere in the 60s. It opens and it says, Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion, and to you praise will be brought. And that was a phrase that I couldn't shake. And here was the thing about it, is that honor, it's waiting. It's sitting there. It's like you go to a restaurant and it's sitting on the tray in the back, waiting to be brought to the table to be served up. Mm. It's waiting for someone to pick up the plate and bring it and deliver it.
Mm.
And that's where our lives live, is that there's so much in our lives that is praise waiting to be given to God. He's just sitting there going, when are you going to recognize it
right.
and give it to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can turn around and I can use it and I can bless you in
yeah.
it. And so it's really a song that's a cry of the heart. That's just a corporate worship song for the church to say, God, we come yearning for you. We come longing for you. You are the God of the ages. You're the God who has been throughout all of history. And the same praise that was due to you back then is due to you now, and probably even more so now than ever, because we live in a world where we can be self-contained and dependent on our own abilities and strengths. So that's where
it
comes from.
I love it. And you think about, we can honor him with the way that we honor our spouses. We can honor him with the way that we work when nobody's watching. We can honor him in our worship. And so, and he deserves it and he's worth it. And as you say, you know, the more that we enter into that place of honor, the more we understand what we have in him. It's just so amazing. So we have only a portion of praises awaits you, but listen to this song. Here it is. Powerful. That's pastor, worship leader, singer-songwriter Mark Allen. He's in studio with his beautiful wife, Jill, today. And so we're going to take a few requests. If you get on the air, we've got some books off of our Faith Radio shelf to give away. Here's the number, 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Is there a song that's been ministering to you these days? And maybe you are in a valley, maybe just tuning in today, just remembering, worship God, magnify him. Let's exalt his name together. It's amazing what it does for your soul, for your perspective. And the enemy hates it when you do that, and he goes running when we praise God. 877-933-2484. 2484. Next song you're going to sing live is Oceans. Talk about that one.
This is a song that was written by some worship leaders out of Sydney, Australia. And it's a song that when it first came out, Jill and I looked at each other and just said, wow, that really, that kind of hits where we were at in a season of life. But what Jill actually talked about just a few minutes ago, just about taking those steps out in faith when God calls you to do something or challenges you and wants to refine something in you, it takes courage to take that step of faith to get out of the boat and walk on the water. But it's the place where our feet may feel like they're going to fail, but it's where Jesus is. Mm. So let's walk out there together.
Let's do it. Love it.
You called me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans arise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you never failed and you won't start now. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. And oceans arise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Oh. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans arise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am, and you are mine.
Wow, absolutely beautiful. Boy, the gift of music, the gift of worship is a treasured gift to us, isn't it? It's amazing what it does for the soul. Well, I'm so grateful you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We have Pastor Mark Allen in studio with his wife, Jill. He's got his guitar. We can take some requests. 877-933-2484. Ina, hang on. We're going to get to your call in a moment. And Sarah, thank you for calling in. If you get on the air, we'll get you a book off of our Faith Radio shelf. 877-933-2484. And if email is easier, it's susie@myfaithradio.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. so much for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is one of my favorite shows. Get to have Pastor Mark Allen in studio with his guitar, taking requests. We're worshiping today, talking about the Lord, just remembering who he is, what he's done, and that he will come through for you again. If you've got a request, we'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Ina's been on hold calling in from Wisconsin. Ina, am I saying your name right?
Yes, you surely are. Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you. It's a beautiful day and that's not amidst the snow.
Yes, and spring is coming, right?
Oh, we're hoping.
So we're not crabby anymore, are we?
Oh, no. Can't be crabby. We have the Lord. You can't be crabby.
You're so right. So do you have a song request for Pastor Mark today?
Yes. It's something I recently heard, only recently. I'm an older person. Be Thou Near to Me. And I know it's a newer song, I assume, anyway. We never heard it in church or anything, but Selah is one of the groups.
Selah, that's what I thought it was. We'll have to pull that up, but Mark, you hadn't heard that before.
Ina, you beat me to it. You knew a song I didn't know.
But
as soon as you said that, it reminded me of a song that I grew up singing, that Be Thou My Vision.
Would that be okay, Ina?
It's vaguely familiar, but I don't know that I could, I would love to hear it.
Yes.
All right,
you will be blessed. It's an old hymn and it's going to be great. And you get a book for sure. And you're the first person ever and the five times Mark's been on the show to stump him. So you should get two books actually.
Yes. Give her two books.
There you go.
All right.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, thy treasure thou art. And be my vision, Jesus. And be my vision. And be my vision. Still
thank you, Lord. Ina, thanks for calling in. I'm going to pull that song up for a future show because it is a great song, but this one, a timeless hymn, beautifully done. We've got time probably to take a couple more calls, 877-933-2484. We've got Barbara calling in from Excelsior, and she's got a song request that I think she says that you wrote, but let's let her tell you. Barbara, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Is this Grandma?
This is my grandma calling.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Grandma.
I recognize that voice.
Of course you would know if he wrote a song. Grandma, so nice to meet you.
Well, thank you. The one I'd like to hear him play is I Come to the Cross. I love that one.
Well, you have to do it. Anything Grandma says.
I can do I Come to the Cross.
Okay. Bless you, Barbara.
Thank you.
You still
Thank
get a
you,
book
Mark.
Off of our faith shelf, and bless you for calling today.
All right.
I come to the cross where Jesus died, where he made the greatest sacrifice, surrendering all that I've been through. I come to the cross in search of you. I come to the cross where blood was shed to pay the price of all man's debt. Blood flowing down from hands and feet. I come to the cross in search of peace. I come to the cross where I am set free. I come to the cross where love rescued me. I come to the cross down on my knees. I come to the cross where darkness fell and Jesus destroyed the powers of hell, paying one great and final price as he rose again to life. I come to the cross where I am set free. I come to the cross where love rescued me. I come to the cross down on my knees. I come to the cross where love was defined, and that love in turn defines my life, surrendering all that's yet to come. I come to the cross where I am found.
Wow, Barbara, good call. That I've never heard that before, Mark. Just an amazing song. And as you're singing, I'm thinking of scripture. It talks about that he made a public spectacle of the powers that opposed us. I mean, I don't even think we can comprehend what happened at that cross on our behalf. But he does. The Spirit is given. He's given us the Spirit so that we may discern the things freely given us by God. And that's one of the things that is just such a passion. And I know it is for you and for Jill as well, that we could come into a deeper understanding of what he's made available to us. So when we know what it means to come to the cross, to walk in power, that we don't have to live constantly in defeat and in reaction to our issues.
So good. That's so good.
Well, Sarah called in and she said she wondered if Mark could play a comforting song. Bless her heart. She really represents so many. She said, the last 6 months have been upended in my life and I need some comfort. And the first song, Sarah, that I thought is one of our next ones that we were going to play off of the album. And right when I thought it, Mark said it, Peace Be Still. This song to me is just will usher you right into the presence of God. It's off of the album Strong to Save by Emmanuel Live, and Mark wrote it and it's called Peace Be Still. Here it is.
Far above what I can see, beyond the things I think I need, and I believe you're holding me here. Trust your love won't let go. Once again, remind my soul. Peace be still. Know that he is God. Still, oh, restless mind.
Let that go on and on. I just love it. I love to play that during my prayer time and just rest in the Lord. It's so, so well done. Really celebrate the gift of God in you, Mark. So you've got a couple new ones that have been blessing our socks off at church, and this one is called This is Revival. Talk about how this one came to be as you wrote it. And
We have been seeing, not even just in our church, I've been seeing as I've been talking to friends across the Twin Cities, God is on the move.
He is.
And he is doing something new and just recognizing it. And this is a song that just says, God, open up our eyes to see the way that you see. And that our response would not be just to say, God, do it in us, but then cause us to action, cause us to move forward in action and involvement. That, God, you would we would respond, and that you would release in us your mission and your cause and your kingdom, that we would carry the revival that you're stirring. Because reality is that revival is not just a thing that happens in a place. It starts with me. It starts with you. It starts in us. And as God revives us and he revives us all, that's how revival spreads.
Yeah. And you know what? Communities are better when revival happens. Yeah. You know, families are stronger because he deals so uniquely with each of us. Let's hear it.
Open up our eyes to see what you see. Open up our minds to dream what you dream. Open up the skies and send revival. Open up our lives, Spirit, fall down. we see you're coming. Your glory shines on the earth, we see you're moving. Your fingerprints are here, we see you're coming. Your glory shines on the earth, this is revival. Send revival, open up our lives, Spirit, fall down.
Yeah, that is our prayer. Open our eyes, Lord. And as we draw near to Him, He draws near to us, and He is moving on the earth today. So may we look up, and may we look up expectantly. Well, you've got another song that really took hold on Sunday when you introduced it, and it's called Light a Fire in Me. Tell us about that song.
This is the song that I think is probably the most near dear to my heart in this season. You asked earlier in the show just what God's teaching me, teaching us, and I think it's learning to depend on Him. And I'm recognizing that if I don't make intentional efforts to keep my heart soft and tender towards the Lord, that it has a tendency to wander and to stray and to grow cold or tired and weary. And this is just a song that, it's my cry of my heart, and I think of many people that I'm meeting who are just saying, I refuse to just be okay with status quo.
Amen.
I refuse to just be okay with good enough, or I have enough Jesus to get me through my life insurance policy, so to speak. And I want my life to be a fire that burns bright and strong, that God would light a fire in me and that it would not grow cold. And that I think many of us feel that sometimes we're too far gone. And what I'm learning daily is that God will take things in our lives that have burned down to just ash, and He can reignite embers from just that ash and make beauty come from it again. Where we feel like it's completely a lost cause, God says, stand back, watch my greatest work take place.
Indeed. And, you know, to use another analogy, there are many, many people praying for a third great awakening, you know, and so the analogy, I keep seeing this tsunami of grace and outpouring coming. And so, but I just have a sense, as I've prayed for our nation, prayed for the church, that you need to get your buckets out. You need to prepare for rain, because to the extent now, as you're saying, that we press in, we look for Him, will be the extent that we have a capacity to really appropriate and grab hold of what he's doing. Otherwise, we might just get knocked over by it. We'll still be blessed by it.
Yeah.
But I think prepare the land now. Set out the buckets now.
Yeah.
And then light a fire in us.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm prone to wander, my heart inclined to slip away. But your grace is stronger than any distance I could stray. Wake my heart from slumber. Relight this fire again. Ignite the embers from ash, light a fire in me. Lord, light a fire in me. May we never grow cold, burning for your name alone. Light a fire in me. Lord, light a fire in me. And take the ruins, take the wreckage of our for your glory, Christ in me be more than I. Jesus, turn our hearts toward life and relight this fire again. Ignite the embers from ash, light a fire in me. Lord, light. Is stronger than any distance I could stray.
Well, that's my new favorite song. That is just powerful. I wonder if we could just pray. I would love to, if you are comfortable with it, each of you, pray for us, and pray for us meaning the listeners, praying for us that God would awaken a fresh passion, because I do believe that we have something coming in the Lord, that he's going to reveal himself in a profound way. And let's just go this way, start Mark, and yeah.
God, we just recognize that you are on the move and you are at work. And thank you that when we sometimes feel like there's not enough of enough in ourselves, that you are strong And God, we recognize that you are doing things beyond each of us, beyond our comprehension, and we just ask that you would allow the things of heaven to be evident in our lives. God, that we would make room for you.
Yes.
In the everyday mundane details, that there would be capacity for what you want to do to take place in our lives because we make room for you. So God, we ask that your spirit would forge ways in our lives that we didn't see possible before, that you would make streams clear and pathways clear that didn't exist before,
yes.
That you would take the things of heaven and allow them to be in us.
Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you for your presence in our lives. We're honored by the ability to come to you and to look to you and to be loved by you, God. And Lord, I just thank you that you are greater than any circumstance that any of us might face, God, that you are our stronghold and in you we dwell. Lord, I just pray that today each person listening, God, would feel your presence abounding in our hearts and our lives, God, and that we would seek you, Lord, that as we seek you, we would find you, God. And that we would be willing to jump at the sound of your voice, God, and do whatever it is you call us to, Lord.
Father, we love you. We just say, light a fire in us, awaken us, heal relationships, Lord. Bring the waywards back home. Restore marriages, God. Light a fire in us so it's reflected in communities all around us. We love you. We praise your name, and we thank you for the gift of your love and of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Thanks, you two, so much for tuning in today, for being here. We just appreciate your gift so much. Thank you. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's show on our website at myfaithradio.com. Remember, when you get to the website, if you want to, join us for our 40-day Lenten engagement here, engaging physically and spiritually. It's at myfaithradio.com. Lots of great articles there as well. Well, tune in tomorrow. We're going to hear one man's story. He was a rock star. He rose to fame. He really went far, far away from God, and then God found him, and he's got a great salvation story. That is tomorrow. Remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and he's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.